This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk about calf starters. Calf starters, for our listeners, is the first dry feed a baby calf consumes while she is still consuming milk or milk replacer. And that's really important because calf starters, first of all, decrease the cost of feeding that calf significantly. Second of all, we need to get the dry feed in there to cause the rumen, that's the first compartment of the cow's stomach to develop, or calf's stomach to develop. And of course, once the calf is eating dry feed, we reduce the risk of some medical expenses and costs in feeding program, especially diarrhea. So today we're going to talk about five different aspects of a good calf starter. The first one is the form. Most dairy farmers have three choices. One, we can buy a meal, simply the corn, barley, grain, soybean meal is all ground up into a meal form. That will be the cheapest form, but usually calves don't like to consume that because it's very dusty and they don't like the fines there. Another choice, of course, will be the pelleted grain mix, which simply means the grain has been ground up much like the meal, but now it's forced into a pellet. And of course, there's a cost associated with that as well. And as a result, price goes up. The third one is one we recommend, and yes, it's the most expensive, and we call that texturized. Simply means that the grains are not ground very fine. In fact, steam flake corn, cracked corn, rolled oats would fall into that category very well. And so it looks a bit like a breakfast cereal almost that you and I might eat as well. And of course, then the protein, minerals, and vitamins are put into a pellet. So you've got a blend of pellets and grain, coarse grains there for the calf, and the calf usually does quite well on it. Second consideration, Bill, will be the composition. We want the protein content to be in excess of 20% crude protein on a dry matter base. Some companies will go even higher. I want high-quality protein, simply meaning soy, canola will be high-quality proteins. Some of the corn byproducts are not high-quality because they don't have desirable amino acids. I want the TDN or energy up over 80%. And so some calf starters will have a small amount of added fat to it to get the energy content up there as well. Some farmers will add forages to the calf starter, and the guideline is about 5% can be ground into or processed into the calf starter in the feeding program. Ingredient quality is an important factor. That ties in pretty much what we said on the composition. Looking at such things as a fiber source, rolled oats or barley are nice fiber sources, proteins, the soy products fit very nicely. Some of them can be heat-treated as well. And, of course, molasses can be added up to about 5%. The molasses will end up giving it a nice aroma and palatability. It reduces any fines or dustiness that may be associated with it as well. And, of course, the processing of the corn itself. Additives are a must. In my estimation, a yeast product can really improve a rumen development and performance on baby calves. And a coccidiostat, which controls basically cocci that can pop up on a lot of farms, either coming from birds or on the farm or just inherent in the facility there. Minerals and vitamins are important to these animals as well. In fact, we have products called a milk balancer, which is a product you can add to liquid milk to bring some very important things such as iron, higher levels of vitamin E, organic selenium, and good trace minerals to the feeding program. So our take-home message for our listeners, don't cut corners with calf starters. It's an important feed ingredient for the first dry feed animals consume, and take a look at what's being delivered. If your calf is consuming over 2 pounds or a kilo of calf starter, she is ready to be taken off the liquid diet. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
June dairy imports to China were impressive, according to High Ground Dairy's Lucas Feast. He'll talk with Lee Milkey about it on Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.